reconcile. Suffering and then that heart surgery and then start all over. It's a new day. It's fresh. It's clean. That doesn't mean you forget the wrong, but you remember it, and every time you remember it, you rejoice in forgiveness. Did you get that? It doesn't mean you forget the wrong. It means that every time you remember it, you rejoice in the forgiveness. It doesn't mean you excuse their sin. No, you acknowledge the sin, you blame them for the sin, and then you forgive the sin. And it doesn't mean that we free ourselves permanently from the cycle of pain. There can still be recurring emotions from past pain. But when they come, again, you rejoice that you have forgiven. This is the only way we're going to make it in the body of Christ and keep our unity, isn't it? Because we are going to offend each other. Be a forgiver. Be known as a forgiver. Be a constant forgiver, a generous and magnanimous forgiver, the forgiver who goes from forgiveness to demonstrable affection. If you're having trouble with that, start praying for the person you're having trouble forgiving on a regular basis. So never are you more like the Lord than when you forgive. Forgiveness is critical to the life of the people of God at every level, marriage, family, all relationships, and the life of the church. What has kept this church together all these years in this amazing and remarkable unity? It's not that we're perfect people, far from it. It's not that you have perfect leaders, far from it. It is that we are eager to forgive. This is a reconciling community. This is a group of people who embrace, forgive, and set aside. We treat each other like children. We care for each other like children, protect each other like children, discipline each other like children, and we forgive each other like children. Frankly, I'm convinced that on the one side, paradoxically, this is not a good place to sin because you're probably going to get confronted. But paradoxically, on the other side, this is the best place to sin because when you repent, this congregation is most likely to embrace you in forgiveness and love. That's what we've been called to do as children of God. Father, thank You for Your Word again on this subject, and we certainly have just touched the surface of it.